Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Distinguished lecture series features the man behind Flaming Hot Cheetos. The Shepherd Leadership Institute has scheduled a special evening with Richard Montanez, the renowned former PepsiCo executive, motivational speaker, and the man behind the iconic Flaming Hot Cheetos. The free event will take place from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 26th, at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, and promises an unforgettable story on perseverance, innovation, and the transformative power of self-belief, a press release said. Richard Montanez started his journey as a janitor at Frito-Lay Rancho Cucamonga Plant in California. With no formal education in business, he demonstrated unparalleled innovation and initiative by creating one of the most beloved snacks, the Flaming Hot Cheetos. His meritorious rise from janitor to one of the most influential leaders in the corporate world is not just a testament to his genius, but also a beacon of inspiration for countless individuals worldwide. We are immensely honored to host Mr. Montanez at our distinguished lecture series. His life story is a powerful reminder that with passion, dedication, and an unwavering belief in oneself, there's no limit to what one can achieve. Savannah Woodward, Director of Special Events, Shepherd Leadership Institute, said in the release, "What an amazing opportunity the West Texas community is being afforded." The lecture will feature a Q&A session, diving deeper into his experiences, his thoughts on leadership, and his advice for budding entrepreneurs and innovators. Attendees will have the ability to purchase his book, Flaming Hot, the incredible true story of one man's rise from janitor to top executive while supplies last. The Distinguished Lecture Series is free to the community and is made possible by the donors of the Shepherd Inner Circle. The Shepherd Leadership Institute looks forward to sharing this enlightening evening with all who attend, and we thank you for your continued support of the Distinguished Lectured Series, commitment to promoting inspiring voices and transformative narratives. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center enforces a clear bag policy for all venue events. For more information and to plan in advance for your attendance to the Distinguished Lecture Series, please review the policy at https://www.wagnernoel.com/plan-your-visit/policies-procedures. Obituaries. Travis D. Piper, age 91, of Odessa, passed away on September the 17th. Larry Don Leek, age 74, of Odessa, died Wednesday, September the 13th, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 10 a.m. September the 21st at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Paul Duane Pryor, age 79, of Midland, died Thursday, September the 14th, in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. September the 23rd at Seven Cities Church, 5110 West Illinois Avenue, Midland. Interment immediately following at American Heritage Cemetery. Kendra K. Bishop, age 28, of Odessa, died Thursday, September the 14th. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Wednesday, September the 20th, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Marilio Cabero, age 83, of Odessa, died Saturday, September the 16th. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. September the 22nd at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, burial to follow at American Heritage Cemetery. Quick hits. Hispanic Heritage. The Celebrando Nuestra Cultura is underway through LULAC. Hispanic Heritage of Odessa events include the Don Quixote Outstanding Educator is scheduled at 6 p.m. September the 25th at the ECISD Administration Patio, 802 North Sam Houston Avenue. The Odessa Hispanic Chamber 5K Run is scheduled at 8 a.m. September the 30th at McKinney Park, 625 West Poole Road. Contact Odessa Hispanic Chamber at 432-339-6422. La La Llorona Legend Titro is scheduled at 7 p.m. September the 31st at Music City Mall Main Stage. The Gala Annual Exhibición de Arte is scheduled at 6 p.m. October the 5th at the Premier Ballroom, 6482 West University Boulevard. The Latina Entrepreneur Academy Graduation, Yo Soy, Awards is scheduled at 6 p.m. October the 6th at MKA Special Occasions, 500 South Grant. The Hispanic Medical Professionals event is scheduled at 11:30 a.m. October the 12th at ORMC Auditorium. The Chamber Banquet and Awards event. The Odessa Chamber of Commerce will present the annual Banquet and Awards event at 6 p.m. September the 21st at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. Tickets start at $100 per person. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/YCKVUHT5. Art a la carte. The Ellen Noel Art Museum invites the community to a community art day from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. Bring the whole family to help celebrate art and find out about upcoming programs at the Ellen Newell Art Museum. There will be art stations for all ages and visits from community partners, including UTPB's Pots and Prints, the Odessa High School Orchestra and Harp Ensemble, and the ECISD Early Childhood Program. Visit noelartmuseum.org for more information. Strut Your Mutt Fundraiser. The Humane Society of Odessa has scheduled a Strut Your Mutt Fundraiser from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. October 7 at the Fraternal Order of the Eagles, 1344 East 7th Street. Entry into the costume contest is $25 per dog per category. For information, visit tinyurl.com/2UBA9P4X. And a women's Bible study, Connection Christian Church of Odessa, 4241 Tanglewood Lane, has scheduled a women's Bible study event at noon, September the 20th. For more information on that, visit tinyurl.com/4TJKWKAN. And a Kooky Carnival. The Friends of St. John's Episcopal School have scheduled a Kooky Carnival from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. October the 28th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. For more information on the Kooky Carnival, visit tinyurl.com/2NHB3MJB. And that's it for Quick Hits. Early Bird Tree Sale. Miss Casey's Wonderland has scheduled an early bird tree sale to benefit Opportunity Tribe, Thursday, September the 21st, to Sunday, October the 1st, at the store at 1012 Andrews Highway in Midland. Customers may donate to Opportunity Tribe at the event. Opportunity Tribe is a nonprofit organization that helps children learn and succeed with mentorship and teamwork. Ms. Casey's will also donate 2 fully decorated Christmas trees to Opportunity Tribe. Vitamin C and back to school. We've all heard how important vitamins and minerals are for our health. One vitamin we hear a lot about, especially during cold and flu season, is vitamin C. Vitamin C has many different roles in our bodies. The one we probably hear most about is immune support. Vitamin C is also required for collagen synthesis, which is an important component of connective tissues, ligaments, and tendons. Vitamin C is an important antioxidant in the body, and research is being conducted to determine if vitamin C limits the effects of free radicals in the body. So how much vitamin C do we actually need daily? That depends on age and the health status of the person. Typical adult, 19 years and older, males need 90 milligrams daily, while adult females need 75 milligrams daily. Children and teens require anywhere from 15 to 75 milligrams depending on age and gender. People who smoke or have underlying health conditions, like some malabsorption issues, may require more vitamin C than the general population. Where can we get our vitamin C? Vitamin C is naturally found in some foods. It can be added to others through a process called fortification, and it can be taken as a daily supplement. Vitamin C can be found in many fruits and vegetables, bell peppers, 1/2 cup, and orange juice, 3/4 cup, provide over 90 milligrams of vitamin C per serving. That's over 100% of the daily value. Citrus fruits like oranges, grapefruit, and its juice are good sources of vitamin C, along with tomato juice, kiwi fruit, and broccoli. Eating a variety of fruits and vegetables, think eat the rainbow, can help provide the vitamin C needed by the body. Adding fruits and vegetables to different meals are great ways to incorporate vitamin C in the diet. This sheet pan sausage and pepper recipe requires little preparation, is easy to make, and ultimately delicious. Not only is this recipe full of vegetables that are a great source of vitamin C, it is also a good source for protein and can be served in a variety of ways. Let's give it a try. Here is the recipe. 1 package of chicken apple sausage, 4 bell peppers, any color, 1 medium onion, 1 sweet potato. Optional is 1 head of lettuce, 1 package of whole grain buns, and optional toppings such as Dijon mustard, sauerkraut, and pickled onions. Now, how it's made. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Spray the pan with olive oil. Dice peppers, onions, and sweet potatoes into a similar size. Slice sausages in coins. Cook for 30 minutes. Load ingredients into a salad, a hot dog or hamburger bun, or on a plate to enjoy, and add your additional toppings. PSP launches Get Out the Vote campaign. In response to declining participation in general elections across the Permian Basin over the past 4 years, the Permian Strategic Partnership, PSP, has launched its 2023 Get Out the Vote campaign. This effort seeks to register new voters across the entire region and encourage participation in the upcoming election on November the 7th. The campaign will target both English and Spanish speakers in counties across West Texas and southeastern New Mexico. This campaign is rooted in empowerment. We want residents across the Permian Basin to know the impact their vote has on shaping the future of the region. Tracy Bentley, president and CEO of the PSP, said in a news release, "The average age of a resident in our community is 32 years old. Encouraging voter turnout helps ensure that each individual voice helps to shape policies that reflect their concerns and long-term vision for our region. The campaign takes a multi-channel approach, including various forms of advertising, direct emails, mailers, and in-person voter registration events. Inclusion is pivotal for our Hispanic community, and the Permian Strategic Partnership's bilingual outreach efforts are a positive step toward making everyone feel part of the political process and community, said Adrian Carrasco, chairman of the board for the Midland Hispanic Chamber. This campaign recognizes the importance of engaging Spanish-speaking voters and underscores the power of their voices in shaping our region's future. Hobbs, North Mexico, Mayor Sam Cobb also urged people to register and cast ballots. Our community thrives when its residents actively participate in the democratic process. Voting in local races allows us to elect leaders and adopt policies that align with our values and understand our unique needs, Cobb said in the release. I, along with my fellow city commissioners, urge each and every one of you to ensure your voter registration is in order and, come November, exercise your right to vote. Your vote matters. Let's make it count. All Texas counties will vote on 14 proposed constitutional amendments, while voters in Midland, Ector, and Lee counties will vote on school bonds. A complete list of contests by county can be found at tinyurl.com/5AHEVHHC. Those wishing to register to vote or check or update their registration status can find information on the PSP's election webpage.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the oil report of the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, September 16th. Veteran oil man Doug Robeson turns attention to nuclear energy. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. When veteran oil man Doug Robeson retired from his company, XL Petroleum, and relocated to Abilene, he thought he was finished with the energy world. He thought wrong. In 2017, he heard a presentation from Rusty Towell, professor of engineering and physics at Abilene Christian University, on research he was doing on a new type of nuclear reactor, a molten salt-fueled reactor. The presentation fit in with Robeson's experience serving on then-Governor Rick Perry's Texas Energy Planning Council, formed in 2004. Quote, I helped draft the energy plan, Robeson told the Reporter-Telegram in a telephone interview. Quote, one finding my committee made was that if you want to replace hydrocarbons in base load power, nuclear energy was the only way you could do that, end quote. Towell's presentation told of nuclear technology that would meet the need for energy in the developing world, as well as water and medical isotopes. Robeson was so impressed, quote, I came out of retirement and stood up Natura Resources to help fund a research reactor, end quote. He committed $3.2 million from his foundation and in 2020 announced $30.5 million in sponsored research, establishing the Natura Resources Research Alliance consisting of ACU, Texas A&M University, the University of Texas at Austin, and Georgia Institute of Technology. The research is being done at the just-opened Gale and Max Dillard Science and Engineering Research Center, which houses the Nuclear Energy Experimental Testing Laboratory and, eventually, a molten salt research reactor. Towell told the Reporter-Telegram in a telephone interview he has a long history in nuclear physics, earning a degree from ACU before joining the Navy and eventually earning a doctorate from UT. He said he was urged to look at advanced nuclear reactor technology and specifically molten salt. Molten salt reactors work at twice the temperature of traditional nuclear reactors, using molten salt rather than water to cool the reactors. Quote, "Local folks loved the vision of what a molten salt reactor could do for the world. They could raise the standard of living for the world with clean energy and advanced cancer detection and treatment," Towles said. According to Robeson, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has approved a construction permit for the research reactor, one of only two the commission has approved. A final construction permit is expected by next May, with the reactor going online in 2025 or 2026. ACU will file with the NRC for a permit to operate the reactor. Quote, "We're already working on commercial reactors to go online not long after. We need to get that energy out on the grid," Robeson said. What the reactor could do in the Delaware is power the oil field and repurpose produced water, he said. Towell noted that a number of companies want to build data centers in the region, which would require a lot of electricity and reliable electricity. Commercializing the reactors to deploy across the region could also provide power to factories and manufacturers as well as oil fields. The high process heat required by the reactors could also help desalinate produced water. In traditional nuclear reactors, he said the biggest waste is unused fuel that then has to be stored for thousands of years. His technology, being liquid fuel, means there's much less waste because all the fuel is used. What Robeson brought to ACU's efforts to move the research forward was, quote, "an oil and gas mentality. If you're not turning to the right, you're not producing anything," he said.
Dear Dr. Roach, I think I have a middle ear infection. I noticed it last night. It doesn't hurt except when I swallow. Otherwise, I feel fine. Should I wait 24 hours before seeing my doctor, or should I try to see him today? Signed, J.B. Dr. Roach's answer. First, let's review the anatomy. The ear has three components: the inner ear, where the organs of balance and hearing are, the outer ear that includes the ear canal all the way to the ear drum, and the middle ear, which contains the three bones that transmit sound waves from the outer ear to the inner ear. The middle ear is normally filled with air, and the air pressure is kept equalized by the Eustachian tube, which connects the middle ear with the back of the throat. The Eustachian tube can be blocked when there is congestion in the ear, most commonly from allergies or infection. When it is blocked, the sounds can't be transmitted well and the ear feels plugged up. The middle ear can fill up with fluid, exacerbating the problem. This condition is called otitis media with infusion or fluid, and may be misdiagnosed as acute otitis media due to infection. Your primary care doctor can usually tell otitis media with infusion from acute otitis with media by an exam. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Fiance's coworker puts on a show. Dear Abby, my fiance and I went to his coworker Tiana's house on Friday night to socialize and play trivia games. We had been at her place before for a Christmas party. Tina wore a short skirt, and when she sat down, you could see all the way up to her black lace panties. During our heads-up game, she sat right across from my fiancé. While people were laughing and having fun drinking and playing games, all I could notice were her panties and Tina's loud laughs. She was drinking, and my fiancé asked her, "Baby, are you feeling okay?" He said it loudly. Everyone heard it, and I felt myself getting really angry and red in the face. Why was he calling her baby? We call each other that. I don't want to return to Tina's house. My fiancé says I overreacted. He doesn't tell me about his goings-on at work or about friend hangouts. We usually go out together alone. When I think back on that night, I still feel upset about it. Are my feelings valid? Do you think we need couples therapy before we get married? Signed, Uneasy in California. Dear Uneasy, allow me to save you some money. Rather than tell your fiancé you think you need couples counseling because his co-worker drinks too much, say instead you were not impressed by the performance Tina put on that evening and you prefer the two of you skip game nights at her place and socialize with people with whom you have more in common. Dear Abby, my mother is still married to the man who molested my siblings and me. How do I forgive her and move past it? We had a close mother-daughter relationship until 2 years ago, when I asked her why she was still married to the man her children told her repeatedly had molested them. She didn't answer. She chose him, walked out, and we haven't spoken since. It's hard for me to deal with. I don't understand, and I don't know how to get past it. Not having your mother, because she passes away, is hard. But the feeling of not having her while she's alive is a whole different kind of pain. Signed, Full of Pain in Texas. Dear Full of Pain, in my opinion, not all sins are forgivable. Chief among them is turning a blind eye to children who are being sexually abused. Your mother made her choice years ago, and I can only imagine how hurtful it has been for you. An organization called RAINN, Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, may be helpful because it can connect you with experienced therapists. The website is rainn.org. The man to whom your mother has given her allegiance is a danger to the community. If he would abuse you and your siblings, he would have no compunction about doing it to other children given the opportunity. You and your siblings should notify the police about what happened to you, because it could happen over and over again. You can contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.